Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guests are David Williams and Joe Reddington. Both of these gentlemen are members of the North American Floor Covering Distributors. Guys, how you doing?
Fantastic.
We're doing great.
First, before we get into some conversations around the upcoming meeting you're having and some changes in format, let's just tell our listeners what your day job is. David, I know that you're with Horizon Forest Products, and you're also president of NAFCD. Tell our listeners who Horizon is.
Horizon Forest Products is a East Coast distributor with 9 locations. We really do mainly hardwood products, which means we do a lot of hardwood flooring, whether it's pre-finished or unfinished or related products. And I'm vice president of the company.
And Joe, you're with BPI, another distributor. Tell us about BPI.
BPI is a large company in the South. We have 10 locations from Tennessee. We also service all the way down to Florida, then over into Texas, and I'm a divisional manager. We carry all products from floor covering to countertops and cabinets.
Okay. And you're actually the second largest distributor behind J.G. Haynes, right?
Yes, sir, we are.
Okay, guys, listen, well, one of the reasons that I wanted to do this interview is because you're making some, I think, very interesting changes to your annual meeting, which is going to happen this year in November on the 14th and 15th, and it's in the Orlando Hilton this year. I know it moves every year. 3 years ago, you guys made a positive move, and you started having this meeting in conjunction with another set of distributors that are focused on the North American Building Materials Association. So that made the crowd larger. I guess it enabled you to have a little bit more money to spend towards speakers. And they are using a format that you've been watching, and you also, I guess, have done some member research. And you're going to convert this from being a trade show into more of a business meeting. You want to give me more details about that?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. What we did last year, we actually went to our membership and did a survey of the members. We wanted to know, you know, what are we doing well as an association and what can we improve on? One of the things that came back is something that obviously the members enjoy is getting together with other distributors at the annual meeting, but they wanted to change the showcase a little bit, the product showcase that we had, and they wanted to become a little bit more of a business meeting where they could sit down and instead of looking at the current colors or the current trends or the products available from our manufacturer partners, they wanted to simply have some just good business conversations about where are we headed as partners and how are things going between the companies. And it's typically some really good high-level meetings that happen. And so we took that from the survey and we said, you know, and maybe it is a time to change this and give our members something a little bit different, maybe something that is more along the lines of what they've been looking for at conference. And so we've made that change this year, and we're excited about it, to be honest with you.
We're trying to help the people get a little more return on their investment, too. I mean, it takes a lot of time, as you can imagine, to set up for a typical trade show, and we just wanted them to feel like while they're there, they can spend more time networking as opposed to one of the complaints was bringing all their stuff in and having to set up for a 2 to 3 hour window of networking as opposed to now they have a lot more time to meet with their clients.
And everybody knows in this business that we have enough trade shows. There's plenty of time to look at product. You know, you have surfaces and you have buying groups that have meetings. There is a lot of trade show time. And, this, you know, not only does it allow your manufacturer members to save some expenses, but it also enables them to potentially bring a different group of people because, you know, they don't necessarily need to have their product knowledge people there as maybe potentially having a credit manager or somebody else that can network with the membership in the group, right?
That's true. And it does open the opportunity to look at something different, and that's the education side of what we do at the conference. And so whether it's a sales rep or a credit manager or someone else within the company, it does give us a chance to expand our education opportunities too.
Are there any other highlights that we should talk about this meeting on the 14th and 15th in Orlando?
Well, like David said, we're going to have more opportunities for roundtables, more education. And you said at the beginning of the conversation with us, Kemp, better speakers. I mean, one of the things with MBMDA is we can spend more money on more quality education because we're tying together two big industries as well as, you know, a lot better speakers. I mean, you think about what's going to happen in November, the political climate and things are going to change. for every distributor and manufacturer in that room. And what a better time to get together and talk about what those changes mean to our industry.
By then, we'll know who the next president is, right?
That's right. The other thing is we had a successful session last year, and basically what it was a business practices sharing session where the distributors kind of got in a room. There was probably 30 or 40 of them in the room, and we spent a couple hours just talking about business practices. It was a very good session last year, and we're going to take and expand on that one too.
That business practice thing that you mentioned, the other thing I will say is that a lot of people walked out of there saying there was two or three things they could go back immediately and implement into their business. I mean, that's how powerful it was.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask either one of you to answer this or both of you if you want to. You know, we've watched over time, and we just recently, not too long ago on Floor Focus, did an article about the whole distribution sector of the business. You know, people watched. We saw when Shaw Industries started going direct with carpet many years ago, we kind of wondered what was going to happen and whether or not there'd be a viable channel in what you guys do. And actually, we were encouraged to see, even with the internet and all the different channel options out there, that distribution is very healthy and doing very well, isn't it?
Yeah, we are. And I'll tell you what, I mean, we're here to stay. And, you know, I think a couple of things. One, it all comes down to relationships. I mean, that's obviously the key thing, but you know, we're a training arm for these manufacturers. We're a marketing arm for manufacturers. We offer credit, obviously, and then logistics. But at the end of the day, it's really a relationship-driven business. And as distributors, we have more feet on the street. I don't want to say we own those relationships, but we capitalize on those relationships, and it comes down to service and training.
And I think a lot of the manufacturers are finding out that they can't replace you for what you're able to do it for.
Well, we can work very well together. And yeah, you know, it seems cyclical. Everybody thinks it's going to change. You can handle channel segmentation. You can win.
Right, exactly. All right, guys, it was great to talk to you, and we look forward to the meeting again on November 14th and 15th with a slightly different format in Orlando at the Orlando Hilton. Again, we've been talking to David Williams, who's with Horizon Forest Products, and Joe Reddington with BPI, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.